I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
Welcome to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia here with Jessica Nutt. Follow her at Chasing Jess Nutt and our able co-host, Jay Black.
I like how we've gone from iconic to able.
You're able.
We've downgraded to he exists.
He's like, completely adequate.
He's completely adequate. Exactly. Part of this, Jay, is because I actually had to wrestle with some thoughts last week of what we would do if you died.
Oh, well, first off, I hope a party of some sort would be thrown.
Not well, in my honor. We would dedicate a podcast to you, don't you think?
Too far. I think
it'd be appropriate,
right? He's not that important.
I don't think I'm that important.
Maybe a segment.
Can I ask you a question?
Read some tribute to you during the ad space.
I would like you to read Dylan Thomas's "Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night." I think that's probably because here's the thing. Much as I love that poem, I will go gentle into any night that I'm welcomed into. Well, no, there's no fighting on the way down for this guy, Bill.
I think the listeners need context. You were in Vegas. You were in Vegas for what seemed like a couple weeks.
I was in Vegas for a week.
And then Reno
for a week. So
you were sick. So sick that there was no write-up for the last podcast, which is okay. I probably should have done it, but I actually just thought it was done, right?
Literally, either of us could have easily have done it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it wasn't done until just now.
I was laying in a bed in Reno. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, here's the problem. Every single person that walks past you looks like the angel of death. So I constantly thought the angel of death was coming for me, and then never took me.
You know,
wow,
Jay,
so mean.
You know, I don't even know where to begin on that. But as a contrarian, because I do this,
uh-huh.
It's like, you know, I'm a Red Sox fan by marriage and I'm rooting for the Yankees.
Right.
Right. So with regard to Reno, I had no idea that I loved Reno.
Until I started talking
your
about
your hostility to Reno has made me feel the need to defend Reno. So I'm going to book a vacation and go to Reno.
I'm going to tell you something. They have Vegas has an open carry law in Reno. They have an open scythe law. So everybody's walking around with these big scythes with their hoods on and skeleton faces.
That's just because you were witnessing death.
Well, I was hoping for it. I kept saying, oh, are you for me? And they're like, no, I'm just here to play slots. And I'm like, oh, you're not the angel of death. You're just an old person who looks like death.
Do you ever get so busy that you think the idea of getting a cold would be wonderful?
No, never.
Interesting question. And my answer is yes. I think you'd be lying if you said
every
no
time I have a deadline, I do pray for a heart attack.
A light cold. No, see, a heart attack is not good. No, like, that doesn't
just
help.
Want to
no.
never
we
make
should
the
probably
deadline.
Introduce our guest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
Jay Troy is here.
Troy Moore.
Welcome, Troy.
Who's
hey,
this
what's
guy?
Up? Good to be here. Thank you.
Good radio voice, Troy
Look at
Moore.
That. He went into total mode with us.
Came right here. So, he hit the post.
So, Troy, you were not in Reno because you would be out of comedy if you had to spend the 10 days with Jay in Reno. But you did perform with Jay 10 shows at Stockton.
Rowan University.
Rowan?
We were at Stockton.
Can I just interrupt? Let me just interrupt my own question here for a minute. Troy, I'm going to need you to raise your seat because it's really awkward. I'm looking at your hair. over the line. It's like
that's the best part.
Your hair is so high.
He's got this high.
He's the highest hair.
He's got the high hair, yeah. And it's coming up over the monitor.
It adds a couple inches to my height.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not saying anything about the 50s style or anything. I'm just saying that. It's weird to just look at that. So now that's a little better. It's like what was the show with the
Jersey
guy over
Boys.
The fence?
No, you're talking about Home Improvement.
Yeah. Yes and yes.
Yes, fence. Gotcha.
So what were we talking about? Reno.
Reno is, listen, first off, yes, Jessica, I have, when I was in college, anytime I had a paper due, walking to class and I'd be like, oh my God. Well, first it would be heart attack. And then I was like, well, I won't be so lucky to have a heart attack, but maybe there'll be like a natural disaster.
I always took the elevator, hoping the elevator would get stuck.
There you go. I was going to say hoping that it would crash. Like there'd be some sort of like the Otis Corporation fell flat on their.
Just lock me up for an hour in a box. That's fine.
Okay. Well, see, you and I, it's the same idea. It's just I take it one step further.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm hoping that I'll step in and there won't be an elevator there and I'll just madman my way down to death.
Oh, my gosh. Why Mad Men?
Well, that's from remember in Mad Men in the sixth season?
I never watched Mad Men.
I did. Sorry. I just don't remember that much.
So I feel like I could throw matches on the table and you would count them instantly. You have this incredible recall of
I
the show.
I have a dusting of autism.
I may try it.
I really do. And it really, every once
Seriously,
in a while.
I want to find matches. I want to throw them.
Every once in a while, I'll be driving along in my car and I'll be remembering like an episode of ALF. And I'll be thinking real hard about it. I'll be like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And I'll
now
be angry.
Now you gotta explain what ALF is.
ALF was it.
Yeah, millennials don't know what ALF is.
First off, it stood for Alien Life Form.
I know ALF. He was like an anteater looking type.
He had a little bit of an anteater, but he was a cat.
Troy, how old are you?
Yeah,
I'm 28.
You're 28.
So I'm on
right.
the cusp of
millennial. Yeah. You're on the millennial spectrum, right?
But he ate cats. Gordon Chumway. Talk about
cats.
Remember, Gordon Alf? Chumway was his name. Alf ate cats. He had a girlfriend named Rhonda.
I didn't like Alf.
Was it?
I didn't like Alf.
I
didn't watch it.
You were a Republican. And
yes.
You didn't like an illegal alien.
There's some commie overtones in Alf. I just wasn't buying it.
You didn't want some alien
That's
coming down
was.
Eating
it was the
American
aliens.
Cats.
Build a wall. Wall in space.
You know what? Build a dome.
Why don't we have a dome?
We should talk to Trump. We should get him a little annoyed about like actual aliens coming down and see if
we have a dome.
Readjust him to dome building.
All right. So Troy, the reason I say this, that you would have been on a comedy is that Jay and Steve Hofstetter drove around Vegas, went to the gym together. Like they were like best buddies.
We were.
And I'm thinking that time, if you were driving back and forth with Jay, I think it would have been brutal.
We spent a lot of hours in the car together.
We did. And it's a particular.
Was it brutal?
It's a particular taste.
You carpooled?
I would oftentimes say to Troy, you should come down with me. But because I was headlining, when a headliner says that, it's kind of like a suggestion where somebody asks you to read a book.
Got it.
And you
got
like, do I have to read this?
Because then he has to.
Yeah.
And did he drive?
No, I drove.
He drove, yeah.
Keen in the back.
You drove.
Yeah. I drove.
Keen in the back.
Keen in the back. Troy next to me.
Troy, at least they let you sit up front.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Technically,
Ego headliner here, you could have been easily sitting in the back.
Technically, at Troy's height, if he was in the back, he would have had to go in the car seat. Yeah. That's the technical. But yeah, no. So
as I sit here swinging my feet that don't reach the.
I feel terrible.
None of us.
You can go back down.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. My feet absolutely.
Actually, Jessica, you're the tallest. Jessica's the tallest one in here. So
Gazelle Jessica.
I'm like, no one's feet touch. These chairs are so high. And never mind.
Yeah.
Whose bones are made of gossamer. but I feel bad because I would make Troy sit next to me and he would go like, what'd you think of the show? And I go, oh, let me give you my analysis of the show. And it will be brief. And then cut to us like in the parking lot where I picked him up, where he's like, can I leave now? And I'm like, no, I still have another 35 minutes worth of things to talk about.
He analyzed your act.
He definitely gave me a lot of, pointers and stuff that.
You can be honest. It was annoying as shit.
I need some context,
man.
I need some context, though. You're 28. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 5 years now.
5 years.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you do before that? Is this full time?
No, it's weekend stuff. I host a lot on, Friday, Saturday nights.
Okay. He's hosting for me tonight at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, which is not a plug because unless you have a time machine, you can't go.
You never know. I mean, we'll get to that. We'll get to the time machine. By the way, the whole interstellar space travel thing.
Did you know Stephen Hawking had a party for time travelers?
Did he?
He hosted one at Oxford. The thing was, he sent out the invitations the day after the party.
Ah.
I love that.
That was an actual thing that Stephen Hawking did, and he said no one showed up, so far we can say there's probably no time travel, which I thought was a very interesting thing.
That's pretty funny.
So, but yeah, Troy, it's actually interesting how I met Troy. He was, why are you making that face? That's a real thing. I didn't make that up.
I know, I believe you. I'm
not a fan of Stephen Hawking's.
You're not a fan?
He's a flip-flopper on things, and I don't like it.
You know, he's a flip.
He was in favor of black holes, and he was not in favor. I mean, it's just, you know, it's too
he
much
He was
for
a
me.
Flip. Flopper. That's, he's not a very quick speaker, Bill. You got to say, no. You know. But no, what do you mean?
We're not very politically correct on this.
But
podcast.
He wasn't. No, 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 he no. wasn't against black holes. What do you?
He
say?
Was. He was. He had a whole thing. It was a whole article. I read it. And I was annoyed. I was done reading. I'm like, I'm annoyed now. But we could do a whole podcast on that. We should talk about black holes.
I mean, like, you know, it's Stephen Hawking. Not necessarily. That's my phone. My phone is ringing, and it's in my bag, and I can't turn it off. So
why can't you get it? Where's your
It's bag? Probably my wife calling. I told her, hey, I'm doing a podcast, so this would be the exact right time to make a ring a ding. But yeah, no, Stephen Hawking. I don't. How could you be against Stephen Hawking? He's a smart guy in a wheelchair coming up with cosmic shit. What do you want from him?
I don't know.
I mean,
let's move on.
All right, let's go back to Troy's comedy analysis.
I feel like this here's is what I have the proved. Most defeated that I've proved. Seen you.
Here's what I have proved is that you also jump topic to topic like I do.
I do jump, but no, I'm this focused is why, on the Stephen Hawking thing. Because this is the most upset that I've seen you.
I know.
You're making
I'm
a just, face.
I'm not a fan, yeah.
But what did he do? He's just a guy who, you know, talks about stuff in space. What is he supposed to do? He can't play racketball. Like, what do you want from him? You want
I don't really value people whether or not they can play racketball. I don't play
I feel
racketball.
Like, I feel like that's the only thing that is I that value in anybody.
If you can play racketball, then you're okay.
You know what?
In Jay's book.
Jessica probably like him. He could go mudding, and he wouldn't even need a truck to do it.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Jessica, would you like to go mudding with me?
So weird.
Let's go mudding. We don't even need my Jeep.
Back to Troy's comedy analysis.
Right. Well, wait, so first of all, so you've been doing it 5 years.
Yeah.
And so what do you do on the side? Like, how do you make money?
So I used to be a teacher.
You're not a teacher anymore? What happened?
I quit. I left.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
You know there's a whole pension thing that you get with that.
Job. Well, I was actually just the aide in the classroom. So yeah. I was like the, you know.
What drove you out? The other teachers or the kids?
A combination of both and bad pay on top of it all.
It
so
doesn't
I
pay
left.
Much, does it?
No, it's... It,
People like, act like teachers have this huge windfall of cash. It's
they
just
don't.
Not true.
No, yeah,
like
don't at all. Right, 53 grand a year to start. Yeah. But I was being paid like a substitute. I was making 100 a day.
Yeah. Not even, and that's
wow,
not even
really?
That was Confederate money.
Uh-huh.
He was being paid in Jefferson Davis currency.
Yeah, $100 a day stuff.
I left. You I work for Penske now.
All right. So you got a real
better.
Job. You got to work. You got to pay the bills until you make it. And you've hitched to J-Star.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So he's going to be a Penske a long time. Call the folks at Penske. He's going
to
be there.
You're available to be promoted.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's break down Jay's comedy. As you can tell, Jay gets passionate about certain things. Now, here's what's going to happen.
Right.
We're going to record several podcasts today.
Okay.
Stephen Hawking will come up in every one of them.
Yeah.
And there'll be a conversation on the walk out
about Billy Joel.
Oh, thank
Billy
you.
Joel,
See,
Stephen Hawking.
Billy Joel. Billy Joel, Stephen Hawking. It's one other thing you're... Oh, well, the...
Pornography.
I always want... Pornography.
Movie Bob.
Actually, porn has not come up in the last three podcasts, has it?
Jay's sick, so he's not thinking about pornography
as
often.
No, I'm
it
sick.
It took this deathly ill cold that you got to get you off of porn.
I just have so much mucus in my head, I can't mention pornography, but I'm thinking about it as we speak right now. I've got a lot of thoughts.
Well, now
about
you
pornography.
Are. Now the seed has been planted. All right, so Troy, he criticized... Was it constructive?
Jay is only really. I mean, there was one bit that you didn't really think I was good with. Was
no,
the,
what was it?
It's, great, it's about being a grandpa as a millennial, actually, and like the stuff
like
I'm going to be doing.
Being an old soul, or what you'll be doing when you're
what
grandpa?
I'll be doing if I make it to that age by some miracle. If I do, you know.
And what didn't work about it?
Well, see, here's I have a deep-seated belief that audience members pick up on stuff that you don't necessarily know they're picking up on. And one of those things is with an act out. Like when you are, because the whole idea here is that you become a grandfather and it's you singing these like songs that, mm-hmm. you know, are popular now. Like as an old man, you know, like shake your ass, that sort of thing, you know, and it's a funny bit. But I think that the problem is like when you're 28 and you've only been doing it for 5 years, you're still not 100% super comfortable making a complete fool out of yourself mm-hmm. in that character. And you have to like give yourself over to it. Right.
Interesting.
But that's the thing. And act out like when you go to acting school, they make you act like a tree. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here, pretend you're an inchworm on a tree. What would you do? And you got to like become an inchworm. And everybody makes fun of that, rightly so, because that doesn't teach you acting. What it teaches you is how to be okay in the moment, acting like an idiot.
Right.
Right. That's the whole idea, because people are staring at you. I've acted and there's like 35 grips carrying like, you know, lighting equipment.
You've acted. You've made Jessica cry.
You know, well, I've made a lot of women cry despite my acting.
I'm a real reference. That's a real thing that happens.
I've made lots of women cry just speaking to them in a work environment. I'm one word conversation away before becoming my own hashtag. But yeah, so the thing is, like, when you're sitting there and you're trying to emote and be sad or like happy or whatever, and there's grips staring at you because they have to stop what they're doing when they say, you know, quiet on the set. So there's this like, you know, 350 pound guy with a cigar in his mouth watching you cry, you know, as you're talking about your family. You have to be okay in that moment and not see yourself through the way he's seeing you.
Right.
Which is how most people do. You're self-conscious. You're like, holy shit, I'm acting like an idiot in front of this grip. What's he thinking about me right now? And if you do that even a little bit, I think it throws the bit off. It throws everybody off.
When did you go
to
acting school?
I didn't go to acting school. I went to the acting school of Hard Knocks, Bill.
I was going to say, you've got four movies.
Yeah.
You just know about acting school.
Now, what I know about acting is that, you know, we all know how to act. Every single one of us knows how to make our face do certain things when we're feeling an emotion. Most of us are not as autistic as I am, where you have to actually think, like, what do people do here? Do people smile? I think they do. But all of us know how to act in the moment. Then why aren't we all actors, right? It's the same reason we all drive 8 hours a day. Jessica's driving 5 hours every day. How come she's not in NASCAR? Wouldn't she? If you were driving
how
that
do you
much.
Know well, I've not now. You're in NASCAR.
Well, another good point.
I would imagine they wouldn't let you keep your hair that long. I'm just saying. I don't know for sure.
Long hair would so be a disqualifier for NASCAR?
I feel like NASCAR probably got
easily tuck it up in the helmet. Yeah,
you see, you would think that. I feel like NASCAR has some really old hillbilly rules.
I mean, not with the ponytail.
Yeah. You see, that's
never fit under the helmet.
I watch NASCAR and I'm kind of hesitant to join in this because I watch it a lot. And I don't want to like seem
are
like
you a
NASCAR
huge NASCAR fan?
Not really.
You've already exposed that you are, so now we're going to just call you out.
I like Kyle Busch. That's my driver. All right. 18 M&M
But here's
car.
The thing. How do you watch NASCAR? It is literally the same thing 500 times over.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You need a lot of Budweiser.
Lot of beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, so is pornography.
That's true.
You know, it's like, you know, it's not like they're doing much different. It's the same idea, Pistons, you know?
Yeah.
Since we're recording this on a Friday, I was like, how is there not beer coming to the podcast?
Why is there no beer?
I know, you were supposed to be here.
I was going to bring the beer.
I was going to text you like...
You should have reminded me.
You were 15 minutes ahead of me.
I would have totally brought beer.
You should have told me.
I passed the liquor store.
All right.
I'm so glad you didn't, because on the way up, I was just thinking to myself, I miss chemicals.
Yeah,
like, of course you do. The entire drive up, I was like, oh man.
You've been a little depressed lately, so I'm wondering if you've stopped the Wellbutrin.
No.
Scale back?
No.
You notice he was a little depressed today.
There's no such thing as scaling back.
Mix Robitussin with Wellbutrin?
I don't know if it's interfering or not, but
I have some mouthwash in the car. We could filter it through some bread.
I'll tell you what.
Shots.
I went to...
they do that. That's a real thing.
Why not just drink the mouthwash?
I went to Urgent
Care. I'm going to say your stomach, a lot of stuff in there. You want
to
filter it.
I went to Urgent Care in Reno, and they were like, list all the medicines you're taking. And I put down Wellbutrin. And he was like, oh, you didn't put the milligram. I'm assuming 75. And I was like, no, 300.
Damn.
He was like, what? I was like, 300. And he was like, I've never seen that high. I was like, it's 300. He's like, are you sure? Are you positive it's 300? I'm like, you're actively working against the Wellbutrin. You're making me feel bad here.
Right, now you're being judged.
And then I was thinking, holy shit, how bad do you have to be to shock the guy at Urgent Care in Reno with your mental drug use? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, in Reno, they give out meth when you check in. You know, and checking the hotel, they're like, would you like some crystal meth for that? And you go, well, you know what? Send it up to the room.
Wow, you love Reno, Nevada.
He does. All right, see, now the bun could potentially fit.
You could do that in the NASCAR
helmet. None of this would ever fit on the helmet.
We got to see what Danica Patrick does. She's got longer
hair. What
does
she do?
I don't know.
Remember when she was
like
a thing?
The softball helmet where they have the hole in it?
Yeah.
And you put the pony through the hole? Maybe that's it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I feel like Danica Patrick, like, that's one of those things that you don't ever want to be a trivia question. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think she's like 5 years away from this female was the first NASCAR. Right. And you go, oh, what's she doing? She's still driving NASCAR. Right. But no one gives it. A shit. Right.
You know, like, we didn't know it.
Yeah. Nothing happened.
So, all right. Was the advice helpful? And here's the question.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So back to, I'm back to, where am I? Stockton? Rowan. Sorry. Rowan, not trying to insult the kids at Rowan.
Well, just insulted the kids at Stockton. Holy shit.
I think I did. I think I just did. Not on purpose.
Let's hope that none of them figure out how to use a podcast. Right. Probably won't happen, but if they ever do.
Stockton.
If anybody at Stockton can afford an iPhone, they're going to be really mad at you, Bill.
So you did 10 shows. Did you adjust your act show?
Yes. I've noticed that I'm kind of geared towards... Yeah. Yeah. It was good because I had to... Like the first show I did my set... basically just as I would, you know, at any comedy club. But at the comedy clubs, you got older people watching, no offense to you guys, but middle aged, you know, like they have kids and they kind of give me that, oh, he's a cute kid up there. You know, I get the benefit of the doubt for the stuff I'm saying. College kids do not care.
They're brutal, right?
They are brutal. Yeah.
They have two settings. They have my age and old.
Right.
And that's it. 28 to them might as well be 75. It's like, what? You don't live in a dorm? What's that feel like, grandpa? So there's no give and take there, yeah.
But one of my opening, my opening joke that I use is, I know what you guys are thinking of me, I look like Joe Pesci and Ray Liotta finally banged. That's what I come out with usually on stage. Thanks. And
because that's exactly what you look
like. It's exactly what I look like. I know.
Wow. That's really good.
But now you say that at a college and they're just staring at me.
They don't get it.
Because they don't get it because they don't know who they are.
Definitely know who Ray Liotta is.
So I switched it up.
No kidding. So what do you say now?
I said for the college shows, I came out and said, I know what you guys are thinking. I look like that short burglar from Home Alone. And then I went into the rest of my stuff.
You know, you kind of, it's, what was I going to say? I just lost it. See, it's a sign of age.
That's right.
I had a great point to make, too.
Well, I mean, so you say.
Right.
Probably just more shitting on the Stockton kids.
It was really funny. Poor Stockton. It's almost not fair.
But yeah, it's the thing about you forget, because I think every single person stops their aging at 19. Like in our heads, we're all 19 years old.
I thought it was when you become famous.
Well, that's when you stop maturing. But like when all of us think of ourselves as young. I mean, I
don't.
You don't think it? Well, I mean, but let's be honest. Your brain has
been
destroyed.
I've been an old soul for a while.
You're destroyed by juicing. You know, like
the juicing works great.
Yeah, but you know what
Three
I'm saying?
3 days raw juice. The challenge with
I thought you meant steroids.
No, oh my God. We should probably clarify. Raw vegetable juice is what we're talking about.
Okay,
which I love. But you do get a headache. There's no protein. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said before, it's your brain eating itself.
Maybe that's what it is.
But I think what happens is you get up there and you go like, oh, college kids. I was just in college a mere 2 decades ago. I know exactly what they're going through. And you begin to talk to them. I think you have to give up the idea. You know, I always said this about teachers. We think of ourselves as us and them. And you got to realize you're them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you're never going to be us. And to try to include yourself into the us with them is that's when their BS detectors go off. College kids have no sense of cynicism. They think they do, but they don't. They can't keep two opposing thoughts in their head at the same time. Like if you tell them that, you know, marriage is a wonderful thing with someone that you love, that you also equally want to strangle with the same amount that you love them, they go, that's what, how, you're in a bad marriage. And you go, well, that could possibly be it, but it isn't. That's what it's like to be an adult. They don't understand cynicism like they think they do, but they do have a very refined bullshit sensor.
Do you think that's a sign of today, or has it always been with young people?
I think it's always been with young people.
Haven't you ever seen that episode of South Park where one of them becomes a cynical asshole and he realizes he's aging and now he's cynical?
Yep. And there's
he grows into it.
That's funny. See, South Park, that should have been our assignment.
Yeah, well, South Park is great.
This southern stupid thing, anyway.
But I think it's true that, you know, when you're a kid, the defining aspect of being young has always been the idea that there's a purity to life. You know, that there is a difference between good and bad, right and wrong, light and dark. And getting older, as Billy Joel once said in Shades of Grey, the idea of getting older,
Troy,
is just
45 minutes a day, 10 days, 450 minutes. I mean, think about it. You're not getting that back.
Yeah, no, this is...
I mean, this is good stuff, Jay. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to tell you.
But I'm just thinking, like, what? All right, let me ask you this. Your set evolved. Did the conversation evolve? So 45 minutes of Jay every day.
Yeah, no. I think...
Was it the same conversation going through 10 days in a row? Because that's what I'm envisioning now.
But we went on the road a couple times before that, too. Like,
oh, yeah, we went to...
New Hampshire
in the snow.
A snowstorm, like a snow blizzard. It was insane.
What kind of car?
That was your Mustang. Not a Mustang. You drive a Dodge. Charger. Yeah.
Great segue to our sponsor. You have a new car.
I do. I have a Ford Explorer. Limited.
That'll get through the snow.
Yeah.
Thanks to Flemington Car and Truck Country.
I can say it. I'm going to say it. And I realized I bought a Limited, you know, and I realized that a Limited is like a super model. Like, I didn't know. I was driving and I'm playing with my seat. My seat starts moving. It's got a butt massager in it.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
My
really?
Seat massages my butt and lower back.
Oh my God.
Technically, in some cultures, I'm now engaged to my truck. I mean, honestly, there was a couple of moments there where I was like, I feel like I'm stepping out on my wife with this truck.
You were probably like getting pedicures then.
No,
You sit in chairs where they just massages your back.
I had a pedicure done. My daughter and I. My daughter wanted to do daddy-daughter pedicures. So we went, and I hated it. It was awful.
They
take this thing, and they dig out all the stuff between your, like, skin and your nail.
Well, right, because you're not going to do that yourself.
Ew, you need that. Like, I don't like, first off, I hate when anybody takes stuff in my body that I feel like if it's in my body, I need it. I don't like giving blood.
What about the dentist?
Oh, the dentist. By the way. Okay, I'm going to tell you something about it.
There we go.
All right. Let me tell you.
Jay doesn't believe
in flossing.
No, I
do
don't.
Do not floss.
I don't.
I floss no one three flosses. Times a day.
Yeah.
I carry floss.
Okay, three times a day.
But hold on. You also think that Reaganomics is a viable economic system. So what you say doesn't matter.
Bro. I floss like 3 times a year.
No, yes. You need to floss. Really?
I try to floss once a week.
I'm buying you all floss for Christmas.
I have floss. My dentist gives it to me.
Here's my problem.
He's not using it.
Those dental hygienists sit there and they know. They know no one flosses. They can tell.
I floss. That,
but except for
my
you.
My dentist like congratulates me when I go to the dentist. It's very self-affirming when I get there.
I hear my dentist make a resigned sigh before walking into the room with me. But as they're doing, they go in, they're scraping your teeth, and they're so supercilious, and they think they're so much better than you. Have you been flossing? The answer's always no.
You know when they don't have to scrape your teeth?
What?
When you floss.
Well, listen.
Do you know why?
The tartar.
Yeah, you can deal with the tartar. Now, here's what I've also learned.
I'm tired
you can also buy. You, I'm floss shaming you. Yeah.
Hashtag floss shame.
Jay, you're not flossing does not surprise
How
me.
How come Lena Dunham
but,
isn't doing
Jessica,
a,
you're
something
not flossing,
about this?
I am totally surprised. I would think you are a brush twice a day, floss at least once.
Yeah, no, I floss when my dentist does it for me.
I'm sick and
Jordan,
tired.
You floss?
Once a week, I try
once a
to,
week.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Like, let it all build up over the week?
I guess, yeah. And then on Monday, usually Monday morning's my flossing day.
You have a flossing day?
Yeah.
Let me just explain flossing. I carry floss in my car. I have floss in my bag.
But
I have floss at my desk at Chasing News.
Bill, it's...
I have floss at home.
It's been well
There's
established.
Floss in every bathroom in the house just in case... I'm like, oh, wait.
It's well established that between your juice diet and your 3 hours a day of sleep, you have severe brain damage.
Yeah, I can't wait till this OCD episode that we do.
Yeah, here's
all. Yes, we need to do that.
Bill, all I'm saying is, listen to me. You believe in free market solutions. The solution isn't for these.
You know how much stuff your brush leaves behind?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? If you have any, even the slightest gap in your tooth.
Here's what we need.
Stuff gets in
there. Someone figure out a better way. No one's flossing. The best we have is little thread that's minted.
You know what?
Listen, first of all. If you're an inventor, call me. There's got to be a better way to do this.
They tried the water pick. You know the problem with
the
that? It's too much work.
Yeah.
I got to fill it up. I've got to spread. Who's doing that?
I want
silly.
A blue
it's like
laser.
The automatic toothbrush doesn't work either.
I want to smile
right?
Yeah,
at
I
my
agree.
Mirror and the blue laser shoots
all right,
out.
How often do you brush your teeth?
Well,
I'm very worried about all of your dental
twice
hygiene
a day.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully twice a day.
All right. Yeah, twice a day.
The morning.
Yep.
And then right after dinner before you go to bed.
And do you spit out your mouthwash or swallow it?
All right.
I spit it out like you're supposed to.
All right. I don't always. Here's why.
You're an alcoholic.
when I was in the Marines, before inspection, breath was part of it.
Right.
So they would tell you, swallow it. because your bad breath could develop and build up from your stomach.
Wow.
I've probably developed ulcers from that
you
experience.
You get but bad breath in your stomach when you're not hydrated.
Wow. That's probably true. But also if you eat a lot of garlic. I love garlic.
You eat garlic in the Marines?
Well, you have to.
The
Marines actually fought against vampires. A lot of people don't know this. We had an insurgent war in Colombia against vampires for many years. A lot of people don't know that.
I can't believe you guys don't floss.
Yeah, listen.
Once a week.
I want to make you all self-conscious about this. I want to be staring at all of your teeth for the remainder of this podcast.
My dentist has been trying for 27 years to make me self-conscious about this. Like twice a year.
I go three times. My dental plan allows me to go three times.
You know what's funny, though? I flossed like an hour ago.
See that?
I had stuff between my teeth.
Because you knew there was floss shaming was coming.
I haven't flossed for myself in like a year. And I just, I did it like, yeah.
See, okay, listen.
Random fact.
I'm pretty impressed, actually.
I don't like that we live in a world.
So start the good habit now. You floss now. So like then you got to do it again at night.
My dentist has been trying to shame me into this for years. It's never going to happen.
There should be a mouthpiece that I put in and it does a gentle vibration and it takes it out and it can do it while I sleep. This is ridiculous that the best we've come up with, 500 years of the Renaissance, and the best we come up with is minted string.
Yeah.
That's all we have. That's baloney. And Yent is yelling at me when I go into the dentist. That's our system? That's a bullshit system.
You're hostile about the dentist.
Hostile about the dental hygienist.
Going to the dentist is like going to a spa. You're relaxed. You're almost lying down. They're flossing your teeth for you.
Jay just sits in his car and it just massages it for him.
I'll bet he hasn't been to the dentist in years.
You know what I do?
Go ahead. When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I just run a hose from my muffler into the car. And
I think you need 500 milligrams of the well-being trend is what I think.
After a couple hours, I don't care if I need to go to the dentist or not, I'll be honest with you.
Wow.
No, I was at the dentist like 2 months ago. That's why it's fresh in my head.
Be verified. I don't know. Troy, dentist once a year, twice a year?
Yep, twice a year.
You got to take care of your teeth, guys. Yeah. It's honestly, you will, as you get older, you're going to want to eat.
Oh, Jillian's calling.
So our guest for the next podcast is calling now.
All right, we should probably move on.
Let's just say hello at least. How do we do that? Hi, Jillian. How are you? Jillian?
How are you?
Hey, good. Can you hold 1 second? Because we got to finish this recording.
Oh, yeah. You want me to call you back?
You want me to call us back? Call back in 5 minutes.
Is that all right?
Of course.
All right, you did your homework though, right?
What's the homework? I tried to watch.
You had to watch
show.
That stupid show. Don't worry, it's gonna upset Jay, but we'll talk about it in the next one.
It's not gonna upset me homework. Unless there's any mention of flossing in the show.
All right, so this podcast. So what's today? Friday. So this will drop
Wednesday.
2 days ago in 3 weeks.
No, it's coming out Wednesday.
It is?
Yeah.
Are we behind? Is that why we're here on a Friday?
Yeah, that's why we're here on a Friday.
That's why you're in a blazer in a 500-degree studio.
Yeah, so why do you have the blazer on still?
I just came from work. Well, I don't know. Okay, I ran right in.
We got to say goodbye to Troy. He was great.
Yeah, Troy, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Troy, go on a beer run.
Yeah.
what do you want? Troy, can you go grab some beer? Exactly. Right, exactly. Troy, where can people find you? Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram? Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Where? @Troy_Moore.
All right, let's.
Oh my
God,
I'm so excited! Now we can all take selfies with Troy.
So let's do that. Should we do that while we're recording? Wait, Troy_Moore. Hold on. What happened to the underscore? Somebody else got Troy Moore?
Some bozos got Troy Moore, and he's not even active on Twitter. Yeah,
it'd be so funny if he was.
Twitter should have rules about that, by the way. If you're not active,
you can get the tag. I'm just too lazy to.
I think they need to stop Russians from retweeting fake news. First.
Oh God, here we go again. Right, I knew it would come up. Wait, Troy_. Hold on. More. Moore. I don't see you.
Is it Moore?
Yeah, Moore.
Most of Troy's stuff
is Troy_Moore_?
No.
You sure?
No, it's just
probably no.
Troy_Moore.
Find yourself?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No, I just gave him my phone. He's
most
find
of Troy's feed right, is so just him let, live gonna, tweeting NASCAR.
So we're gonna take a podcast selfie.
Okay, cool.
And then Jessica's gonna tweet this, and then you gotta follow us and retweet us. And then we gotta work on you coming to the new Stress Factory, which is opening. Did you notice he's got a place in Connecticut?
I can't wait.
Are you gonna be there? Where in Connecticut? Stanford?
Where is it? Norwalk?
Norwalk. I'm gonna bother him when we see each other next Wednesday when we're promoting this podcast.
Point at the camera.
Troy, look up and point.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Ready?
Hey.
Awesome.
Hey.
All right, thank you, Troy.
It's me right there.
Troy_Moore. Yeah, why am I not
You can follow yourself.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you block Troy because he...
Do I have him blocked?
A lot of people don't know this. Troy actually runs the fake Bill Spadia account in his spare time.
It's awful. The guy's at least a little creative because he's got me eating in every shot. He changes the headshot once in a while to my whatever picture was snapped. I've got
thank Troy.
Roll,
that's what
he's... Thanks, Troy. Yeah, that's, you know, I don't really appreciate that, Troy. I gotta tell you. All right, so it's Troy_Moore, and we'll I'm sure we'll see you at the Stress Factory soon enough.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, that'd be great. Good.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Great to have you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Remember, if you downloaded this on NJ1015.com, subscribe.
Rate and
then
review.
Rate, review. And at some point in the future, we'll give away tickets to something.
Yay.
Yes. See you next week. Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks. Man, that was great. Hey.